And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
John Diullo was a man who could bridge both sides. He seemed to have a great desire and willingness to bring together partners from different groups that might not work together. And I appreciate his very strong focus on looking at what this faith-based initiative is aiming to do, and that is helping people in need.
If I were to pick one thing, I would have been more sensitive early on to the fact that in Washington, D.C., if you're just genuinely trying to listen and learn, some people will take that for delaying or postponing or shading or trimming, that it's very hard to have just a straightforward, honest discourse.
Very high to extreme fire indices conditions in the states of California, Colorado, Idaho, Montana.
What I would recommend that people do is get together their important papers, the things that they want to save, get them in the vehicle, anything that they want to get out of their residence so that if they have to leave quickly, that they wouldn't have to then start packing.
I believe personally that if we do not embark upon an aggressive program to reduce the fuel load, then we will lose, and you may permanently lose, major tracts of forest land, which is a national treasure.
Leaders in Macedonia have a chance to do something other leaders in the former Yugoslavia failed to do, to prevent a war and the enormous destruction and human suffering.
This agreement today is a first and crucial step in taking this country away from civil war and returning it to normality again.
It is one of the greatest disappointments of my life because I really thought I could do this to make the first solo flight around the world. And for me to take all the risk of making this kind of a flight, I would have to consider very carefully before I would make another attempt.
Arafat, as an authority, as a leader, as a symbol of national movement, cannot govern 8 million Palestinians, 3 in the territories and 5 in the diaspora, as long as there is no way out of this confrontation.
This isn't about retaliation. This isn't about revenge. This is about accountability. Jenin has become a hub of terrorism against northern Israel, and the Palestinian Authority has not lifted a finger to stop this.
There's nothing that an administration can do if there's no will for peace. And we're obviously working with the leaders to try to convince them to take the necessary steps to send a signal to the people on the streets that peace, we want peace. We want at least discussions toward peace.